big singer.
So we've been working on the Gemara over here, as we noted in the last year, a lashon of the Gemara that says that this idea of having the shofar and the chatzotzos together was lifnei hamelech Hashem. So the pasuk said that was the source, right? The haril lifnei hamelech Hashem. And the Gemara said it was only, we found the Gemara two lashonos actually. Gemara said first it's only in the Mikdash and not in the Gevulim. That was the distinction the Gemara made. An Chav Zayinam and Aleph. And the other distinction the Gemara made was between, the Gemara also made a comment about that we only do it in the Shari Mizrach and the Har HaBayis. So the question is how to, what to do with these terms and what exactly is going on. So we saw the Rambam, where the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Daf Chav Zayin sheet that has the Ritva on top, but we're not doing that part. So we have the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, where the Rambam says that the way. Just, I'm not going to read it so on, but the Rambam just says, V'mikdosh hayutokim rashana shofar echad u'shtei chatzotzos. In the Mikdosh they had shofar and chatzotzos. Okay? Now, that's what the Rambam says. On a simple level, we should just interpret this Gemara as the Rambam and just apply what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Shari Mizrach and the Harabais. I don't think I know it. I know it this year. What exactly is Harabias? Most likely what Harabias is referring to, if you should have gotten it trying to find a picture, I didn't get a picture of it, but want to give me a pencil for a second? So let's say something like this. So just this is the, if you want to take it, but let's say this is the Kotel. Right, this is actually the area of the Kotel, right over here. This is the southern wall. This is the western wall. Okay, and here is, this is the Beis HaMikdash. Here is the, over this area is the, something like this also. Just to clarify some of the pictures. This is the, ultimately back here is the Kodesh Kodashim, and this is the Kodesh where the menorah is, and the art, and the Shulchan. And this line is the end of the Azara, and then you have the Edras Nashim over here. So this is the structure of the base of Mikdash. Outside of that is the Har HaBayis. The wall of the Kotel is most likely the wall of Har HaBayis that's surrounded Har HaBayis, which has its halachos, but it's not the base of Mikdash itself. It refers to this greater area. Shari Mizrach is most likely the gates over here on the east. Maybe it's the area in front of that. Actually, I don't think it's a term that's commonly found, Shari Mizrach. Should look at Encyclopedia Talmudis if they talk about that term, but I don't think it's so commonly found. But at least Har HaBayis for sure is this greater area. Okay? And here you go. Thank you. And so, okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Turei Evan asked the question, and the Aruch HaNer quotes the Turei Evan and asks a similar question, and the question is that we find different, these terms, it says Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, we find it meaning different things in different places. So first he quotes about that it says, just the beginning, he quotes the Turei Evan, who asked that Lifnei Hashem is only the Mikdash. The Mikdash Yazara, that's for the halach of Shchutei Chutz. Halach is you're not allowed to shech the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's because it says Lifnei Hashem. And the halach is Lifnei Hashem in that context means only the Mikdash, only right here, actually only in the Azara, only in this part. So what's Pshat? So the way the Aruch Matthew was working on the Turei Evan himself, the Turei Evan's not clear with the way the Aruch HaNer presents the Turei Evan, is that okay, but we have another pasuk that says that for Bikurim, not getting into the details, if you ever look up the Mishnah says it, the pasuk says about Bikurim, they bring it to the Beis Hashem, which is similar to Lifnei Hashem, and by Bikurim we find that it means Beis HaMikdash. So that's okay. If it means Beis HaMikdash, that works. Right? The Tiretz de Matzino Gam HaRabayis Shindikur Beis Hashem. We're not getting into the details right now, but presumably this whole area is referred to the Beis Hashem, referred to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's okay. So the Turei Evan says, oh yeah, we're alright, because maybe Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, Again, not clear exactly Mikurim. We have to look up all the halachos of Mikurim. But we find that Beis Hashem does mean Beis HaMikdash. And then the Aruch HaNer asks that we have another Kat Pasuk where Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. That's for the halachos of Meiser. Meiser Sheni, they eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And that says Lifnei Hashem also, when that refers to all of Yerushalayim. So what do you do with this? We find three different halachos. Remember, I forgot an ant on your shoulder? On your back right now?
Talk about how you kill
it. Okay, it's a big deal at that time.
I think it might be the entry.
No. Come on, don't bother. Don't drive
nuts. Go on. Yeah.
So the... it really went in?
Yeah, I definitely could have
been.
Go on.
How do
you feel about
that?
Okay, go on.
That was an ant,
I saw the
other thing. Okay, he's good. Let's get back into it. So we find here Beis HaMikdash, we find all of Yerushalayim, and maybe we find Har HaBayis is another definition.
By Meister Sheni.
Right, that's what he quotes. Yeah, Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni Bikurim. No, it's Yerushalayim. You can eat in all of Yerushalayim, and that's called Lifnei Hashem. So what does Aruch HaNer say? What's Aruch HaNer's Maskana? Who saw that? Aruch HaNer says, okay, and he says it very in Imkain, Tzarech Lomar, the last line, the Bechom Makom Ayah Kabbalah Bezeh Be'ez Mekom Matiyah Dvarim Avadol Yo'olif Milifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem doesn't have any one definition. Anything, you know, come close to Hashem, Yerushalayim, Mikdash, Arbayis, all those things are possibly within the realm of Lifnei Hashem, and you have a Mesorah. There's a Masorah Torah Shabbat as to what those things mean in different contexts. But there's not one uniform definition. That's our Chaner's take. And so he holds that Argamar means, as it says, Argamar means Harabayis. And we find Lifnei Hashem meaning sometimes Beis HaMikdash, sometimes meaning all of Yerushalayim. That's okay. We have different Masorah for different things. Lifnei Hashem is not Dabka one particular definition. That's our Chaner's take. The Rabbeinu Manoach, though, and our Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach says, no, that the truth is, if you read the Rambam, he only says Mikdash, and says the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Rambam's definition of Mikdash is Yerushalayim. So he actually, the Aruch HaNer asks that a question, Rabbeinu Manoach says, no, that's exactly the pshat. He actually holds Lifnei, for the Rabbeinu Manoach, things are pretty consistent. Lifnei Hashem means Yerushalayim. That's what we're talking about. Our pasuk says Lifnei Hashem and actually means all of Yerushalayim, not just Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem, which we find by Shechut Deichutz, that means Beis HaMikdash. That means specifically Beis HaMikdash. There are only two cases, and they're consistent with the words. The Rambam, when he says Mikdash, he means Yerushalayim. Where do we see that? So that's a Mishnah later on Chavtes. The Mishnah Chavtes has another case of Mikdash. Our Gemara says Mikdash for Shofar Chatzotruch. And the Gemara on Dav Chavtes says that b'mikdash they would blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Avalo b'medina, mikdash and not Medina, not the provinces. That's what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. First line of Mishnah Chavtes and Vez. The next paragraph, Yom Tov Shorosh Hashanah Shalios b'Shabbos b'mikdash are you talking avalo b'medina? And says the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, and there was a Sanhedrin. How you token be Yerushalayim b'Shabbos?" The Rambam says when he quotes his halacha, says Yerushalayim. He doesn't just say beis hamikdash; like he doesn't say mikdash; it's Yerushalayim. Oh, excellent! So Rashi argues. Rashi says if you look at Rashi on that Mishnah, Avalov Medina, what is that? Lov Medina chavtes and beis. He says, Lo Birushalayim Velo Begula. Medina, the provinces, means Yerushalayim and the other areas. But the Rambam's definition is that Mikdash, Yerushalayim is included in Mikdash. So we can have like the Greater Israel, or we can have Mikdash. Yerushalayim is somewhere in between. The Rambam puts Yerushalayim with Mikdash, and the Rashi puts Yerushalayim with the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam we see, and the Rambam says in the Perashat Mishnayos as well, we see that the Rambam's definition of Mikdash, when we see the term Mikdash, we see Beis HaMikdash, okay, it's talking about Beis HaMikdash, but the term Mikdash for the Rambam is Yerushalayim, and Medina is everything outside of Yerushalayim, whereas for Rashi, Mikdash is Beis HaMikdash, and Medina includes everything else. So that's a machlokas. And I pointed to you in the Mar Makomos, there's a machlokas in Sukkah as well, because the halacha in Sukkah is that in the Mikdash, you would take we take lulav. The fact that we take lulav all 7 days is only midrabanan. Min haTorah, in the base in the Mikdash, it's 7 days of. It says there. It says once again, usnachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shavas yamim. Same term, lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, with that we're saying means for the Aruch Hanan that's Mesorah, could mean only base Mikdash, could mean Yerushalayim. For the Rambam, that always means Yerushalayim. So 7 days in Yerushalayim. Again, the Mishnah says Mikdash, and outside the Mikdash, only one day. We do Zeichel Mikdash. That's what the Mishnah says in Sukkah. We remember the Mikdash by doing it all 7 days. But Minat Torah, in the times of the Mikdash, you would only do it one day. So if you lived in America, then you do only one day of lulav. So what's the definition of Mikdash there? So the truth is, the Rambam doesn't say in the Mishnah Torah, but Rabbeinu Manoah points out. I have you on the sheet, and the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. If you look down the very last source on the sheet, the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about the Medina. And the Rambam says Medina, he shar Eretz Yisrael chutz miYerushalayim. Not like Rashi. Rashi says Medina means Yerushalayim and the rest. The Rambam says Medina is the rest of Eretz Yisrael except Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is part of Mikdash. That's the Rambam Shita, and that's how you. While you'll see that some are machmir on Sukkis, that they come to the old city. Yerushalayim is the old city, or some. So at least the Rova near the Kotel, that is for sure within the old city of Yerushalayim, the times of the Mishnayos, times of the second base of Mikdash, what the Rambam was talking about. So the people who come there, Machmir, to take the lulav all 7 days in Yerushalayim. So if they live, they come from the outside, and if you come to the Kotel, you'll see they're giving out lulav and Esrog for you to take to be Mekayim, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yerushalayim, of lulav all 7 days, as opposed to we do. If you were in the, you know, in Rechavia for, in the hotel for Sukkot, that's min derabanan to take a look. If you go to the old city, it's min haTorah, according to the Rambam. Rashi, of course, argues, but according to the Rambam, it's min haTorah. So it says Rabbeinu Manoach that the Rambam here too. The Rambam says Mikdash. This is the Rambam Shita. Mikdash means everything includes Yerushalayim. That's what the Rambam means here in our case. Last question before we close. Rabbi Yashiv asked this question in Sefer Rosh Hashanah. If it really means Yerushalayim, what's this whole business about Har Habayis and Shari Mizrach? Right? Why does it say it that way? So the Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Sukkah, so if you look at the sheet in Hilchos Sukkah, second class Rabbeinu Manoach, he's saying Shari and the Ram in Hilchos Sukkah, where the Rambam again doesn't spell out a sheet of Mikdash, he just says Mikdash regarding the Sukkah, the Lulav, he doesn't say it out. So the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Manoach says, Amar Mefarish, in that Rabbeinu Manoach, Far Biyanu Dehai Ben Mikdash Ba'ilim Emer B'Yerushalayim. When it says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. Delo Naka Ben Mikdash Elam Yishum Destat. And so why does the Rambam say Mikdash? Or why does the Mishnah say Mikdash? Why does, if it means Yerushalayim, say Yerushalayim, why say Mikdash? If that's what you mean, weird thing, Mikdash means Yerushalayim, just say Yerushalayim. Why say Mikdash? No, the lo nakav mikdash al mishum destam kol anota lulu b'Yerushalayim the mikdash not lo fisher somehow you mixkamtim kol Yisrael. The reason it says mikdash is because in the old days, you know, now we go to the Rova, we go to the Kotel Plaza. Where did they go in the old days? The show was in the mikdash, so that's where they went. They went to the mikdash. But lifnei Hashem, it doesn't spell it out like this. But lifnei Hashem, the pasuk really says lifnei Hashem, like we say Ma'aser Sheni means all of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says Mikdash, the Rambam says Mikdash, because Mikdash is, okay, that's where you go. If you go to Yerushalayim, that's where you go. Where else are you going in Yerushalayim? No one's going to the hotels. You go to the base of Mikdash, you go to the base of Mikdash. So suggestion of Yosha, maybe that's our Gemara as well. Talking about the Har Habayis, the Shariat Zoram, it's a little bit more poetic, but again, it's the same point that it's just describing where they would go. That's where they'd hang out. They hang out in the Har Habayis. They're not hanging out at the hotel. They hang out in the Har Habayis, and that's why it's described that way. But since, according to the Rambam, Pasuk says, "Haril lifnei Hamelach Hashem, lifnei Hashem." The definition of lifnei Hashem is Yerushalayim. That is what is considered lifnei Hashem. Not like Dorach Lanier says, "Oh, there's a Masorah here, there, it can be whatever it is." No, Beis Hashem is the Mikdash. Beis Hamikdash, Lifnei Hashem Yerushalayim, and that would be the halacha here as well. Okay, we'll stop here. I will continue with the next sugya tomorrow. The next is just to get a little background. The next, I don't know if you guys got the marmukon. It's a little background on what happens in Rosh Hashanah, what it's all about.